בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, כ"ב בתמוז. Okay, so we are continuing with some of the halakhot that we began with yesterday. We spoke about also orders of priority in tzedakah, about who to give to. We spoke about having aniyim in one's home. Hiring aniyim, if a person needs things to be done in the home, a person should preferably hire aniyim. Then you get a double header. Says Maran in Saif Chet, Ish ve'isha shebao lish'ol mazon, makdimin ish le'isha. If you have two people, now obviously you don't have enough to provide for both. Let's say you have a man and a woman that come to ask for food. Who takes precedence? Says Maran, the man. We're going to see why. וכן אם באו לשאול כסות, וכן אם באו יתום מיתומה להינשא מקדימין להשיע יתומה. Which means, the same thing with regards to clothing. If two people come for clothing, man and woman, man takes precedence. Now let's say, a יתום ביתומה come to get married. They need money for to make the wedding. You can either give to the יתום or the יתומה. The יתומה takes precedence. So we're going to have to see why all of this is true. Says the as follows. Yeah. I'm sorry, Makdimin Isha La'ish. The woman takes precedence. I'm sorry, not the other way around, not the man. Says Maran, why is it that with regards to food and clothing, a woman takes precedence over a man? Says the Beritiv, quoting the Shach, Mipene she'en derech ha'isha lechazer al ha'ptachim, ואפילו אם חזרת עת על הפתחים מכל מקום, כיוון שאין דרכה בכך, יש להקדימה שלא תחזר על הפתחים. One answer is, in general, it's not the way of women to go knocking on doors. It's considered לא כל כך יפה. And therefore, if she's doing it already, we try to preserve her honor, so she shouldn't have to do it more. Therefore, we precede the woman over the man. We give her mizonot first, we give her the ksut first. Now, iname, Oh, so it's a Mishnah in Baba Batra. But so that's called Parnasa. It's not called Mizanot. We were talking about in terms of Ilchot Tzedakah. Same idea. Iname. Another reason he says, Shemet Yitbayesh Lechazer Gam Etzel Acharim. V'chein Mashma B'Prish Ad Kal Lashon Hashah. Which means that we're afraid that the woman, even if she's knocking on doors now, she might get ashamed to do it more, and she might not get everything she needs. She's an Aniyah, remember. So she might not get everything she needs, and because of that, the Chachamim said, listen, give her what she needs first. The man, if he's knocking on doors, so he'll continue doing that anyway, and eventually he'll get what he needs. The woman, lav davka, not so certain, and therefore we try to provide for her first. Now, the same thing when it comes to yatom v'yatoma, when it comes to marrying off a yatom versus a yatoma, not together, meaning either yatom or yatoma, the yatoma takes precedence for the same reasons that we said over here. Tov. Saif Plet says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayu lefanav aniyim harbe, ve'en bekis lefanes o lechasot o lifdot et kulam. Now, let's say you have many aniyim with many different needs, and you only have one kis or one communal fund of tzedakah. Now, who takes precedence among the plethora of aniyim that we have? Who takes precedence? Says Maran, Makdim hakohen lelevi, ve'alevi leYisrael, ve'Yisrael lechalal, ve'chalal leshtuki, ve'ashtuki leAsufi, ve'Asufi leMamzer, ve'Mamzer leNatin, ve'Natin leGer, ve'Ger leAyved Meshucharar. Which means there's an order of precedence with regards to the different. You know, there's actually Mishnah. First Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Masechet Kiddushin, there are 10 Yohasin in Am Yisrael, 10 different lineages. So Kohen takes precedence. Now again, let's say they're all in the same boat. Let's say their one's need is not more dire than the other, which means if you have a case where a person needs clothing versus another person who is taken hostage and he needs his ransom to be paid for, Bevadai, Pidyon Shavuim comes first. We're going to see it in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's say they're all in the same case in need. So who comes first? Kohen comes before Levi. Levi before Israel. Israel before Halal. Halal is a person who was born from a Kohen and a woman that is forbidden to a Kohen. Let's say Kohen married a divorcee or a Giyoret over there, since, and the child that's born to him is not a Kohen. It's called a Halal. He has the din of Israel, but loses all privileges of Keuna. The kid is not a Kohen Bichlal. Then after that, you have a Shtuki, a Sufi, which are different levels of children whose lineage, whose parents are unknown. Mamzer, obviously a child born from a forbidden union. Natin is another kind of fake Ger. Ger, Eved Meshuchrar, Bamed Barim Umurim, Bizman Shem Shavim B'Chokhma. Now, after we spoke about all of these lineages, says Maran, this is only when, let's say, you have all of these people, all Tamde Chachamim. So they're all Tamde Chachamim, yeah? Aval im haya mamzer talmid chacham v'kohen gadol ha'aretz, mamzer talmid chacham kodim, which means that if you have a mamzer, who's talmid chacham, versus kohen gadol ha'aretz, during Bayit Sheni, there are a bunch of those. There are kohenim gedolim, they used to buy the keuna, all sorts of, you might be thinking, how do you have kohen gadol ha'aretz? Kohen gadol has to be talmid chacham. Bayit Sheni, unfortunately, there's a lot of that, monkey business going on. Anyway, aval mikol makom, so you have, if you have to decide between both of them, the mamzer, mamzer, okay, it's a yochasin. You have to give kavod to a mamzer, chacham, bevadai. It's his fault that he's mamzer. Mamzer is not, mamzerut is not a punishment. The guy, the kid didn't do anything. Elama, it's a sur b'yochasin shelo. The Torah says, go mamzer b'kal Hashem. So therefore, he can't marry certain people, but if he's tem chacham, you have to give him kavod. And if he's a mamzer tem chacham versus kohen gadol ma'aretz, he takes precedence. We also find that with regards to zimun. Zimun, the same thing, yes, Shulchan brings down. Now, says as follows, says Maran, I'm sorry, says the Rama, v'afilu chacham lechasot v'am aretz lehayot v'eshet chaver kechaver. If you have a, let's say, you have a talmid chacham who needs clothes, and an am aretz, he needs food. Who do you take care of first? Which is a more dire need? Food is a more dire need than clothing. And yet, the Gemara brings down, Talmid Chacham lechasot. You cover, you give clothing to the Talmid Chacham first. We're not talking about that the guy's about to drop dead from hunger. We're talking about that the guy needs food. And the Talmid Chacham needs clothes. Talmid Chacham takes precedence. And the wife of a Talmid Chacham also has the same deen as a Talmid Chacham. What are you saying? Of the lineages. Yeah. Not religious. Tam Chacham. Two different things. That was for something else. That was with regards to when a person's not shomer Torah mitzvot, there's no chiyuv tzedakah to him anyway. That's, over here there's chiyuv tzedakah to these people, but what, you have to, kind of decide among them. It's a hard decision. So,
okay, well, thereof, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, you have to ask it loud, though, because there's a lot of people here who can't hear you.
Okay. Is there a reason that we put the ger so low on the list, even though we have so many times without the Torah, that we should treat them as equal and not have this, class economy type of dealio when it comes to zakah?
So it's not that we're putting, again, it has nothing to do, Khalila, with prejudice against the ger. He's asking, why is Ger so low on the list? For the same reason that the other Yochasin over here, it's not a matter of, hierarchy. It's a matter of Yochasin, according to Torah law. The higher the Yochus is, the more you have to give precedence to that person for tzedakah. Ger is a lower Yochus than all the other, even than a Mamzer. Why a Mamzer is a full-fledged Jew? Mashem Ken, Ger is also Jew. Aval, he came from Nah. So, on the list of Yuchasin of lineages, he's lower. That's just the way it is. Yeah, it's not. We're not trying to, single him out or anything. This is just the list. Yeah, why do we single out a Yisrael versus a Kohen? Is that, you know what I'm saying? There's an order. What I'm saying. So he says, "Bechol gadol v'chuchma kodem lachaberu." And even among Talmidei Chachamim, now again, let's say both of these people are Talmidei Chachamim. You have Kohen Talmid Chacham, Yisrael Talmid Chacham. What do? Whoever's a greater Talmid Chacham takes precedence. Yisrael, who's a greater Talmid Chacham, takes precedence over a Kohen that's a mediocre Talmid Chacham. V'imaya achad meim rabbo o aviv, af al pish yeshem gadol meim chokhma, rabbo o aviv shu Talmid Chacham, kodem lezeh shu gadol mimenu. Which means, let's say, in this list of hierarchy, let's say you have one of these people versus your father or your Rebbe. Who takes precedence always? Father or Rebbe, we're talking about over here, Rabbo HaMuvhak, a person's primary Rebbe, from whom the primary Rebbe is a person from whom a person has acquired a majority of his Torah knowledge. Today, not so common. In the time, you know, today, the way yeshivas are structured, just like schools, every year, you progress. You go to another Rebbe, another Rebbe. So can a person in this generation, it's very hard to point to one Rebbe and say, even if a person has a Rebbe, a person should have a Rebbe, but to say, I acquired a majority of my Torah knowledge from this person is scarce. It doesn't happen so much. In those times, they would go to a Rebbe and they would always progress, but they would stay and learn by the Rebbe for years and years. So over there, Rabbo HaMuvhak in the times of Chazal was much more common than it is today. Tov. So, says the Bayre Tev as follows. Kohen Gadol, Sefer Ber Sheva Katav, Delav Davka Kohen Gadol Amaretz, Ela Sheino Shoveh B'chokhma LeYisrael. Which means, let's say the Kohen Gadol, let's say he's not Amaretz. The Kohen Gadol is, you know, bare minimum Talmid Chacham, and then he's Yisrael, Gadol Me'od B'Torah. Who takes precedence? The Yisrael Gadol B'Torah versus the Kohen Gadol, who's just, Beh Beh. Right? So he's, go ahead. Because the rabbi has to teach more people. We're not trying to make the actions of the other guy insignificant. But again, if we had money to support everybody, alevai. You know what I'm saying? Aval, sometimes you gotta make a decision. Matamen. Yeah. So there are the Gemara says, we just saw it a few days ago, actually a few weeks ago in the Daf Yomi, a Talmid Chacham is a person. Now, obviously, there are different levels of Talmid Chacham, but basic level of Talmid Chacham is Shesho'alin oto dvar halacha bechol makom ve'onin, that you can ask the guy halacha in any subject, you can speak to him in any Torah topic, and he's able to answer you. You can have a conversation in any Torah topic with the individual. Now, obviously, the higher, the more knowledge he has, and the more, you know, let's say he knows Shas, versus you have a guy who knows Shas and the Rambam. A guy who knows Shas and the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. You know, the more he knows, the more of a Talmid Chacham he is. But the basic level of Talmid Chacham is what we said, Shoalin oto dvar halacha bechol makom ve'onin. That he's able to nail a halacha in anywhere you talk to him about. Now, so, see, sometimes the word Talmid Chacham is thrown around pretty loosely. Again, that's according to Chazal. We have Talmid Chachamim today that are Talmid Chachamim, maybe not on that level, sure. But that's really the level of Chazal. Today, you know, the word Talmid Chacham is is thrown around very loosely. Oh, it's Talmid Chacham. Okay. I remember, especially this generation also, the title, Gaon, is thrown around very loosely. You know, Gaon is genius. Gaon is a little pashut. You know, to be a genius, again, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect everybody to be geniuses. Don't make a mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to learn Torah on our level. We got to try our best. And guess what? Mastery of the Torah is something that we all have to strive for. Mastery of Torah is not only for Talmid Chachamim. We're all obligated to master the entire Torah. You know that. There's a chiyuv on every single person to master the Torah. V'shim nantam levanecha, the Gemara says Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed, shiyu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. The words of Torah have to be sharp in your tongue, in your mouth. Shim yishalecha adam, al tegamgem ela emor lo miyad. Which means if a person asks you any halacha, any word of Torah, don't stutter. Person asks you, What's the halacha on this? Which masechet is that? Where did I find? Don't stutter. None of that. Ah, cut right away. Tagid lo efo. Why? That's how clear a person has to be on the Torah. Now, v'shinantam levanecha wasn't only said to Talmid Chachamim. It was said to anybody standing in Har Sinai. Guess what? It's all of us. Everybody's mechuyav to master. Whether a person does or not, that's his cheshbon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the person's trials and tribulations in this world.
Let's say a person knows the halakha. Mm-hmm. He knows the night, exactly the halakha, but he doesn't know where it came from, where it came, which one it is, and the argument of the Gemara that discusses it. Is he allowed to say the halakha to that person?
It depends really what it is, but the point that you're saying practically, I'm speaking about mastery. We're obligated, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, or it's at least possible, to gain a level of mastery of Torah. Only those who stood at Har Sinai. Everyone. All Jews. Yehudim. You have to know the Mekorot of the Halacha as well. You know, there's, without getting too much into detail, Maran Zichrono Berakha, I'll tell you a story. He was once giving a shiur to Ba'alei Batim, to regular working folks, and he told them, he was speaking about the importance of learning, the importance of being Kovei Ha'itim, and knowing the Torah well, and knowing Piskei Halachot. And one of the Ba'alei Batim piped up, he said, Rebbe, I have a question. He says, yeah. He says, you know, you always push and you always speak about the importance of knowing Torah, learning Torah, mastering the Torah, but it's not fair. You know, for somebody like you with a photographic memory, you know, for you it's easy. What do you expect from us? And Maran Zichrono Berakha got upset at him. Said, it's not the way a person spoke. He looked at him. Mamash got upset. He said, you took my amala Torah, you took my toil of Torah, and you just tore it into pieces. All of the toil that I put in, you know, in his 93 years of life, all of that toil to master the Torah, photographic memory. He says, I want to see you. When was the last time you reviewed a Daf Gemara 60 times? So he told him. He says, when was the last time you reviewed a Daf 60 times? He says, you do that and then we'll talk about photographic memory. How's that? That's what he told him. See? Yeah. But anyway, Aval Mikol Makom, he would do that. There was still, he would engage like that. They used to, Maran Zichrono Berakha, when they used to walk from, with Chaim Tzion, he used to live in the Geula area. So when they would walk back and forth from Yeshiva, Rat Yosef was in the old city. So they used to walk back and forth. It's a nice, 45-minute walk back and forth. And what they used to do is on the way there, one of them used to say Daf Gemara Be'al Peh to the other. And on the way back, the other one used to say it also Be'al Peh, by heart. Back and forth, every day back to Yeshiva. There's 2,711 dapim and shas, you know, however many years they were doing it for. Covered, nice amount of ground. Yeah. So, but mikol makom, that's the level of mastery that a person has to. It says a person, especially men. Maran Zichrono Berakha used to say, sometimes even for guys who go to yeshiva, unfortunately, you know, for better or for worse, there's not such a dagish on halacha in yeshiva. When you go to yeshiva, there's not such an emphasis on halacha. Obviously, there's skill building in Gemara and Lamdus, Gemara Rashi Tosafot, and Rishonim, and Achanonim. But on halacha, there's not so much of a dagdish. In most yeshivas, there's a small seder, you do it by yourself. There's not even a shir usually. And that's the extent, at least by the time a person gets married, of a person's halachic prowess. Maran Zichrono Berakha used to get very upset about that. Says, the girls go to seminary. Many of the girls go to seminary. And they learn halachot. Vizeh says, they learn Hilchot Shabbat, Kashrut, Tahara, you know, things of that. And it's halachot that they need to learn. A shayla comes up in the house. Yeah? What are you going to do every time shayla? I call the Rav. What do you do if you can't call the Rav? Mata'aseh, Shabbat. Can't call the Rav. Mata'aseh. Shabbat. Can't call. Can't go. Mata'aseh. So the woman's going to be the posikit in the house. The Rav Bayesh? Busha. Right? The guy doesn't know. The woman, he said, the wife can mamash look down at the husband and say, what did you go to yeshiva for? Ma'asita shama. Right? So it can mamash be busha v'chepa. Maran Zichrono Berakha used to push, along with all of the other limudim in yeshiva, says the person has to make a seder for learning halacha be'ayun. Limud halacha. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berura, Poskei Sfarad. You know, Kaf Chaim, Yalkut Yosef, whatever it is. Learn halachot. Halachot psukot. Halachot Shabbat. Halachot Amoadim. whatever it is, in order to become proficient in these halachot, not only just, oh, in order to avoid shame in the house. That's only a side thing. The person has to know. A man in his own house, right? Your house is your kingdom. Person has to, how can a person expect any type of respect from his wife, from his children? The person sits and works all day, doesn't learn any Torah. If a person works and he's kovei la Torah, so they're going to respect him with that. Tried and tested. Person does not make set times for learning Torah, expect no respect whatsoever from wife and children. Doesn't work. Why? Am Haaretz. How can you look up to Am Haaretz? The kid's going to come back from yeshiva. Says, Abba, can you help me with, I have some Gemara homework, some Mishnayot. The habor rik in bomayim. Baruch Hashem, that's all. But besides for that, I don't want to say sending kids to yeshiva is a given, but it's a given. And once, you know, once you pass that, then the next thing is, you know, the kid's going to come home, says, Abi, you sent me to yeshiva, I need help with the homework. How's the kid supposed to respect something like that? Person has to be kovei ha'itin la'Torah. The Torah wasn't given to Talmidei Chachamim. The Torah was given to all of Am Yisrael who stood in Har Sinai. Not everybody has the chance to sit and learn all day. Aval mikol makom, k'tzat po, k'tzat sham, an hour here, an hour there before a person goes to learn. A person makes plenty of time to eat. A person makes plenty of time to look at his phone. People spend more time looking at the phone than they do working and eating, right? There's studies about this, right? How much time do people spend looking at the screen during the day? 3 minutes. Oh, sorry, mashnun already. Aval mikol makom, I say mashnun in Farsi. No, Majnun is crazy. Anyway, Aval, that's what a person has to do. A person has to set times for, and this is why, you know, when you have the Am Haaretz who comes for tzedakah, Am Haaretz bevaday, he's chilek of Am Yisrael. But when you have a Talmid Chacham, you know, versus the Am Haaretz, and the Talmid Chacham spent time, he spent effort, waiting, the Torah is acquired, kacha, you make a borei pri haaretz and you have the Torah, ma pitom, sit down, you have to, look at Talmid Chachamim, look what they have to do. They have to sweat blood and tears in order to get one piece of Gemara, in order to, and toil. And when a person does that, Hashem Yisrael, that's why there's even an order of hierarchy with regards to the halachot of tzedakah. Bezat Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Yom Tov Mubarak.